And for the Gemara, hold like no, that's not shvim. Hold like damyas, that's not doymetu. It's not like elalihu. Same to different halachim. Halacha by paradumris shochein oleho oif ksheiru. If you have a paraduma and a knife of a bird, a flew on top of the paraduma and sat there, the halacha is still is kosher. That's not called a didim halacha. What about olo leho zocher? What about if a male went on top of the paraduma? Then we say psula. Then the paraduma is called posel. My timer, what's the difference? In both cases, you didn't do any work. It happened by itself. In the Reisha, a bird flew on top of the paraduma. And the Sefer, a male went on top of the paraduma. What's the difference? A monoshach. If you look at the animal, in both places it did a work. If you look at the bailim, in both places he didn't do any work. So what's the difference? So Rashi, shach in the le'oif, the paraduma koi, she parach benoch agaba. A bird flew on top of the paraduma. Alpha gav the sibli all oleh oil, the mashma oleho afilu oleh bialma, even if it goes there by itself. Still, here it's mutter. Vi mashum the sib oil, I it's mashma only the yolk, passes the paraduma. Homabinem be shara avoided the mesechta. No, any type of a work this para does, it's possible to use for paraduma. Afilu haki beho aliyah ksheira. This aliyah, when the oaf, when the bird flew on top of it, still is kosher. And the Hezbe Rashi says is the lo nichalei, because the owner of the bialim is not nich, he's not happy with it. He has nothing from it. Something you're not happy with, that's not called a melacha. Now, it is the same teretz. If you just brought this eagle into the rifka just to stay there, you didn't want it to do disha, and now the animal by itself started to thresh to do melacha, since you're not nicha, you're not happy with what it did, that doesn't answer. The melacha, the bailam, the owner, has to be happy with the melacha the para or the eagle is doing. If you're happy with the melacha he's doing, that's called the melacha was done. But if you're not happy with what it's doing, since it's doing it by itself, that's not called an issa melacha. So that's Pshan the Reisha here. When the bird flew on top of the aparaduma, you don't care, you're not nicha with it. Therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara explains, how do we notice you saw it? My timer. Omer Rav Papa. The pshat like this. Iksiv ovad, v'karinen ovad. If the pasuk would have just said ovad and read it ovad, then we mashma then ad the ovad be'iyu. That's mashma. The owner has to do work with the paraduma or with the egla rufa. The owner has to do work. And calls them on, it happens by itself, not with the owner, it would be mutter. Now, but it's not that way. Because Lamaisa, the postics written ayin beis dalad, that's all ovad. But we read it ubad. Now, iksiv ubad, if it would have said with the vav ubad, the karinan ubad, and we would read it ubad, then it's also good. Afilu mamela nami, even if the work happened by itself, and even if the owner is not nika with it, so what? Ubad means any time a work was done with this paraduma. So then even the race should be puzzled. Even if a bird would fly on top of the paraduma, since Lamaisa, the paraduma is holding up the bird, it's considered the paraduma did melacham, avadet biyasar. Who are then by egla rufa, since it started to do the disha, even though the owner doesn't want it, still, if the pasuk would have said ubad, ubad is mashma, even by itself, if it does melacham, would be biyasar. But the Torah doesn't say that. What does the Torah say? Hashto de siv ovat. It's written ayin beis dal. That's all. The Karinian, what's the Kri? How do we read it? We read it ubad. So it's a mod nezach. It's mashma. The owner has to do the melacha, but ubad's mashma by itself. So how do you have the two things? We dashin ubad dum yediyovat. It's true. It's aser even if it does melacha by itself. But the melacha being done by itself has to be done alike where the owner does melacha with it. What does that mean? Ma of it, just like when the owner does melacha with his para. Usually it's the nichalei, he does work because he wants the work to be done. He's nich, he's happy with that work. The mela af ubad, even like the second case, when the male goes on top of the para, even though the male went there by himself, of the nichalei, as long as the owner is happy that a male is going on the para, that she can become pregnant now, so if the bailam is happy, that's usher, that's called the melacha. So that's the pshat. Even though the para does a melacha by itself, it's aser. But when? Only if the bailam is nicha with what it's doing. So therefore, by the pechnisa l'rifka, where the bailam is not nicha, that the eagle should dash, should start threshing there, we say that's mutter. It's not either eagle did melacha, so what? Since he did it by himself, and the bailam is not nicha with it, that's potter. Mashaykin, we went in, and the bailam wants him to do two things. He wants him to be manic, and he wants the eagle to be manic, and he wants it to do disha. Since he wants the disha, then takaritz osir. because any time the Bialim is nichu with the work that the eagle is doing, that's the pasuk asher lo yubad. Mashm, even if it does it by itself, still it's awesome. The Torah doesn't say the vav just ovad. That means you have to be nichu. So why is there no raya to buy it for rovim from this last case either? Toshma, I'll bring you another raya. The locha like this. Aveda. Somebody found a coat. A guy lost his coat from Shus Rabin, and Reuven passed by, picked up the Aveda. Now, when you bring the Aveda home, look, it's like this. Lo yishotchenu. You're not allowed to spread out the coat or the blanket, whatever you found. You can't spread it out in your house. Lo yagavi miti. You can't spread it out over your bed. Lo yagavi mogud. You can't spread it out over mogud, like hooks. You can't spread it out on the wall. Litzar koi. If you're doing it for your own purpose, like you want your house to look nice, you're not allowed to do that. Not yours, it belongs to somebody else. You're not allowed to spread it out for your own purpose. What about Abu Shait Cholot Sarko? But if it's a Sarach of the beggar itself, Lamashal, you want to air it out, Pasha. The worm shouldn't come and eat it up. So if you want to spread it out to air out the beggar itself for the purpose of the beggar, that's of Adamuta. It's not called you're doing for yourself, that's called doing for the beggar. The Rashi says, Lutzarko, Kadesh Lo Yachlenu Ash. You don't want the worms to eat up the beggar, that's Mutter spread it out. That you're allowed to do. What about Nizdamnen Loy Orchin? Let's say you have guests over your house. Now that you have guests, you want to show off, you want to have your house look nice, so you want to spread out now this nice blanket, either on the floor or on the wall, you want it to look nice. So if you have guests over, Locher is, Loy Yishotchenu, you're not allowed to spread out this blanket that you found, Loy Agavi Mita, not over your bed, Loy Agavi Mogin, not over the hooks, Bain Litzarko, whether you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar itself, Bain Litzarkoi, whether you do it for your own purpose. So what do you see? Even though you want to do it for the purpose of the beggar, let's say the beggar now you didn't spread it out, you didn't air it out for 2 weeks. So you're afraid the worms are gonna start to eat it up. So you want to spread it out. So you have a right to spread it out because you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar. Still we say if you're doing it at the time when you have guests over, since you're mechaven for your own use also, which that's a mix of gezel that is. Like you have no right to use somebody else's chayfetz. You found an aved that belongs to somebody else, you have no right to use it for yourself. That's a gezel. So since you're mechaven to use it for your own use also, that's osur. So chura tzaraya, even though here it's yefshar, like lemaisi, you really should have a right to spread it out because you're doing it for the purpose of the beggar. Still we say if you're mechaven though for your own use, like now you want to show up in front of your orchim, it's osur. So it's a raya to Ravam, that even though it's Eefshir, but since Yom HaChavin, you have Kavonah, when you have Kavonah, it's also. It's a Kasha and Abaya. Now, if the Abaya knows, no Kasha and me. Shani Hosam, the Kolilo. If you're going to show off and show it in front of the Orch, in front of your guest, you're like burning it up. What do you mean you're burning it up? Imishum ein abisha. One pshat is you're going to give an ayin hor on it. If you're going to spread out somebody's nice blanket and the orchim will look at it, they're going to stare at it and give it an ayin hor. An ayin hor is something bad, it'll make it, it'll be destroyed. So that's why it's osur. A new isur, as ayin hor. Imishum ganvi. Or else you're going to make it that the orchim are going to come, they're going to see you have a beautiful thing hanging there, they're going to have a taiva to get it. So tonight they're going to come back and steal it. So since you're causing it to be stolen, that's why it's osur. But not because mechavin is osur. It could be, since it's eefshar, even though your mechavin is mutter. But there's a new svar why it's osur. Because you're going to cause it to be destroyed. Yeah. By the Toshima, come on, bring another raya. The locher is moich reksus. Somebody that sells suits. He sells garments. When he sells them, he's allowed to put the suit on and walk around with the suit, even though it has sharpness in the suit. He shouldn't have kavona that in the sun to save him from the sun. He shouldn't have kavona in the winter when it's cold outside that he's wearing his clothing for the warmth. That's the abi is einin schaven smuter. So he's a moichrek suit. He's selling the suit. Even though it has sharpness inside it, but since he's not mechavan to have a no, it's mutter. Rashi moichrin kedakim means mutafim b'chsus klayim. He's allowed to wrap himself around with this beggar of klayim. The aim is kavan on nois lavisha, because klayim is only yosef if you have a no from lavisha. If you're wearing the beggar and you have a no from it, that's awesome. Here, the person by faith has his own suit underneath. He's wearing his own begodim. He's only putting a suit on top of that, like a merchant to go show off the suit to sell. So he's not mechavan to have no enjoyment from the cloth. Therefore, it's mutter. Vatsnuyim. What about people that are machmed Rashi Prushim Shamrachim in Akir Minadaimaloi? People that are big machr upon themselves that don't want to even come to do an Isser. What do? Mashilal Nachrayim. They don't wrap it around this beggar that has klayim. They just mashal, they throw it in the back of them, but makal on a stick. In other words, b'chlal, it's not touching the body. It's just like hanging, they have a stick hanging in the back of them, and it's hanging on the stick. That's what they do with the klayim. Now, v'yohocho, this is the case, the efshel lemevek tznuyim. Whoever wants to go and sell suits, he doesn't badavka have to wear the suit to show off with it. He could do like the tznuyim does. He could just hold the stick and let it hang on the stick. And still we say, even though it's efshel to do a hetadik away, still we say, v'chilay mechavin, but when you do it, when you do wear the suit, as long as you're not mechavin, still it's mutashari. This is a pirchot upshlug on the first lashon the way Rava learned. The first shot, the machlokes was, it was a machlokes according to Reb Shimon Shita, that Reb Shimon holds ein miskaven is mutter. Savayi says ein miskaven is always mutter. As long as not a psik resha, it's mutter. Rava said no. When is ein miskaven mutter according to Reb Shimon? Only where it's efsha. You don't have a choice in the matter. Where you want to pull in a nice heavy chair outside, so you don't have an eitzah to pick it up, it's too heavy. The only way you can do is just drag it. That's where Reb Shimon said it's mutter. But Rava said, but if it's efshir, if you have the possibility of picking up the chair, it's light chair, then you have no right to drag it along the chair. That's what Rava said. As long as you have a way to do it, the heter gomer, you have no right to do it to Malkim Isser, even though it's saying it's Chavin. Here we have it to Yufta. Because here's the case, this person is selling the suits. Now he doesn't badavka have to wear the suit. He could just have the suit hanging on a stick. And hanging on a stick, the father's no is the client. Still we say, no, it's mutter for you to wear the suit, as long as you're not mechavin. So you see clearly, ain't a mechavin is mutter. Our lechur, it's a psikresha here. Pais talks about it. One test, Pais says, you have to say it's not a psikresha. It's a bissel mod nezach. Zion maybe is talking about, since you're wearing an undersuit anyway, so when you put the second suit on top of you, it's not a psikresha. It doesn't have to happen. You have an enjoyment from it. Because you have your own suit that you have your enjoyment from. So the top suit doesn't have to give you hanor. So as long as you're not mechavent for the hanor, it's like a mutter libud Reb Shimon. Even though you have the choice to do it another way, so what? That's when we pass the halacha like this. And about the ain't mechavent is mutter, as long as it's not a psik resha. As long as it doesn't 100% have to happen, it's mutter li abi and not mechavent. Yeah. Right. Now the next part of the Mishnah said, v'lo yasik bo tana v'kirayim. On Pesach, you're not allowed to take chametz and put it into the oven and burn it and use it for the fuel to heat up your oven because you're having hanor from it. And chametz is also hanor. You can't have this hanor of use getting the heat from the chametz. Tanur Rabbon, I'm going to write like this. Tanur, you have this oven. Shesiku v'kli payola. The first time you burnt it up in the oven, you made the fuel. What do you use for fuel? As the mold didn't have gas, you used to have to use wood. So instead of using wood, they use klipa yorla. They add the fruits of orla, the first 3 years that was grown, it's osavano. They use the klipa, the shell around the fruit. That's also osavano. Oy bekashin shoklaya kerim. They add klaya kerim, also vegetables growing near the grapes. That's also osavano. So they use this isarano to burn, to make the heat inside the oven. Halacha is like this. Chodesh. If this is the first time you're using the oven, now the first time you use an earthly oven, the heat that comes into the oven is mechazik, fixes up the oven. That's like the gemar, the fixing, the finishing of building this oven. So considered you build this oven now with the suri anor. So chodesh, if it's a new oven, the first time being used, yutatz. It's considered the oven now also zaseb anor. Since it was made, it was finished with the suri anor, with orla and klayakerim. Therefore, it's considered, we'll soon see, like yesh v'chetz mepas, as if the actual orla and the klai kerim went into the oven. Therefore, the oven now is also banor, there's no way to use it. Yutatz, you have to break the oven. What about yoshim? Let's say it was an old oven. You used it a few times already. So that oven, before you used now the fuel of orla and klai kerim, was a finished oven already. So now when you make the heat is not building anything in the oven. The oven was finished already. All you did now is you need heat here to bake the bread. So you made the heat with the klai kerim and the orla. The locha is, yoshan yutzan. Then the oven doesn't become asav anor, because the oven was made without the yisur anor. It just, you have heat now from yisur anor. So true, you can't enjoy the heat. You have to wait till it cools off. But when the oven cools off, you're allowed to use it a second time. Go put new wood in, wood of heter, and gesundheit bake. Because the oven was made better. I have heat now, so true, don't use the heat, that's all. What about offer boyas the pot? Hey, Spishas, you have this oven, and you have the fuel, the wood that's making the fire is orlo klar kerem. So it's osa bano. And with this fuel, you bake bread. Is Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, a pas asura. That's all we paskin. Tremendous chiddush. The bread that you bake now becomes osa. It's mamish osa bano. And the svar will soon see it. You say, yesh shvach etzim apas. It's considered that the wood on this orla on the bottom, this orla, when you burn it, we look as if the orla itself gets turned into a smoke and goes into the bread, and we look as if there's mamish orla in the bread. So when you eat the bread, it's considered like eating the orla. Therefore, the pas is also. That's Rebbe Svara. That Rebbe holds a pas asura. The Chachamim say no. Hapas muteris. What's going on here? What's osa bano? The klaya kerem, the klaya kerem, the ol is osa bano. That got burnt up. You burnt it in the oven. It's burnt up. What goes up now? True, you're having some enjoyment, but that doesn't answer the bread. The bread is flour and water. There's no isuri ano on the bread. So the bottom hole, the bread is muter. Hapas muteris. What about bishlo agabi gicholim? Let's say you first put the bread on top of the gecholim. You waited until mamish the orla became coals, red hot coals. So it's like burnt up legamri. Divri hakom mutter. Then even Rebbe holds the bread is mutter. Because once the klai kerem came into coals, it's like poke isura. It's like the isura not here anymore. It came into coals, it's nothing. So therefore, now the heat that comes out of the red hot coals, that's the chamutter. Then the bread is mutter according to everybody. So that's the brisa. Fred Gemara Stira. But Tanya, we learned another brisa. Bein chodosh, bein yoshan, yutzan. No, whether you're making this fire with orlo and klai kerem, even though it's a new tanner, this is the first time you're doing it in this oven, and now this heat of the orlo is making the oven. Still, we say yutzan. All you have to do is just cool it off, and you're allowed to use it the second time. So it's a stira. The first brisa said, if it's a new tanner, that we say the other svar is, since you're finishing, you're like building the tanner with the isuri ano, we say the tanner is also osav ano, that you have to break it. And here it says, no, even a new tanner, it's not considered like it's being built with the isuri ano, but rather the tanner is a tanner. And i.e. there's heat there, so true, the heat you can't use. Wait until it cools off, but when it cools off, you're allowed to use it, so it's a stira. And the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Rebbe vo Rabbonin. One goes according to Rebbe, one goes according to Rabbonin. Now, as Rebbe's svara was, we just said, that if you bake the bread, at the same time when you have the oil in the oven, we'll say a svara, yesh shvach etzim apas. We look as if this etzim here, this wood of orlo, when you're burning it, it like changes over, and it goes up into the bread, and in the bread we go to see the orlo. That was Rebbe's svara. That's what Rebbe said, the pas is osur. So according to Rebbe, it's very good why the tanner is also osur. That's from the first price. You have to break this tanner. So talking about a tanner that wasn't finished yet. This is the first time you're making the tanner. So what's making the tanner? The shvach etzim. These etzim of orla, when you're burning it, this heat goes into the tanner and fixes the tanner. So according to Rebbe, burning the wood, we look as if mamish the etzim, yesh shvach etzim apas. Or yeshvach etzim matanur. We look as if mamash the orla went into the oven. Therefore, this oven was made with isuri ano. It's aser. Mashenk and the korn to chacham. We don't say that svara. The chacham say the bread is mutter. Why? We said because the chacham say look at the etzim. The etzim itself, you're burning it. So the heat comes out of the burnt wood already. Like the chazanish is masber. It's again like first it becomes ephes. The klaya kerem first becomes nothing. It becomes ashes, and from the ashes the heat comes up. So Chum say, you can't say yeshvach etzim. We can't consider like the orla is going into the oven or going into the bread. No, the orla got burnt up, got lost here. What's coming up is something new, heat. Heat doesn't answer. So that's the Chum svara. So therefore the Chum say the bread is mutter, so what, then the tanner is also mutter. In the tanner we never see the orla. We never see Yisurin on the tanner. Therefore you just can't have enough from the heat. Because the heat, lamaisa, came from the orlum. But the bread or the tanner is mutter. Therefore, is no stira. According to Rebbe, yeshvach etzim apas, both the bread is osir, because we consider like the orlum went into the bread. Who are then the new tanner is osir, you have to break. Because we consider as if the orlum went into the new tanner. So this new tanner now is isuri hanom. Therefore, you have to break it, you can't use it. But according to the Rabbanan, you don't say that svarum. The Yisa doesn't go over into the bread or into the tanum. Therefore, it's just let it cool off, and you could use it a second time. For the Gemara, no, it's not enough to answer that goes according to Rebbe. I'll tell you a difference. When did we hear from Rebbe that if you bake bread, the same time you're burning fuel from oil and klai kerim, mishum diyesh v'chetzim apas? Since you have the wood on the bottom and you're burning that wood that's orla, or the peiris, the klipim that's orla, so we say that orla goes straight into the pas. The pas has oil in it, and the pas is also teat. Ma'ashenkein zev is a gurum mishamatlein. But the case of an oven, that's considered zev as a gurum. You're using two things to make the pas. What happened here? You had this oven. So the first time you make the oven, the first time you use it, true, you had inside heat that came from orla. So this orla went inside the oven and made the oven finished. So still you have an oven now made with orla. True. The oven itself is awesome. Now the next time, how do you use the oven? You don't eat the oven. The oven by itself you don't use. How do you use the oven? You want to bake a second time. How do you bake a second time? You have to bring new wood in here, and the wood gives off heat. So the second time, there are two things making the bread. There's the new heat, and there's the tanner that holds the heat inside it. So that's considered zev de zegurim. What's making the second bread you bake in this oven? Two things are making the bread. It's the heat of the wood, and it's the tanner that's holding, containing the heat inside it. That's called zev is a gurum. Who said, yeah, behold, zev is a gurum is awesome? That's another machlokes. Zev is a gurum. When you need two things to make an iser, maybe since you need the heter also, it's mutter. As when does Rabbi say the bread is awesome? That's only considered one gurum. That's also shver. Even why is that called one gurum? So Farshim say, when you have the wood right underneath the bread, and we see the heat coming up directly from the burned orla into the pas, that looks like one gurum. We look as if mamish, the heat from the orla goes straight into the pas. That's what Rebbe says, the bread is usur. But in the tanner, true, the tanner became usur. But the next time you want to use the tanner, when you're baking your bread the next time, you don't just use the tanner, you have to put new wood in. Now that wood is hetadika wood. So what's causing the heat the second time to bake? Two things. Hetadika wood and an oven. Who said, Rebbe said, that's usur? And for the Gemara, enichnami, el lekasha. Maybe it's not Rebbe, it's Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, we know, holds Zev is a Germ is also. For the Gemara, hi Reb Lezer, where's this Reb Lezer that holds Zev is a Germ is also? Elaine, if you want to tell me from this case. Reb Lezer, the Sor. A case of Sor, sourdough. The Tanan. Sor, shel chulin. If you have sourdough from chulin, but shel truma. And you also have some sourdough that was made from truma. The wheat was, the flour was truma. Shel noflu lutechisa. Now both a part of sourdough from chulin and a part from chulin, truma and chulin fell into this dough. Now v'yein bezek de lahachmitz. Each piece of sourdough by itself could not have made this dough rise. It wouldn't have made it chametz. Now you need both together. V'nitzdarfu v'chimtzu. Because you had like 2 pounds. You had 2 kizesim. Like you had a kezias of the chulun and a kezias of the truma, you needed 2 kezias of the sourdough to make this dough become chametz. So the starfer, what's the locha? Is Reb Lezer Weimer, Acher Acher Nibor. I go after what came in last. If the last one that came in was truma, it's osur. If the last one that came in was chulun, it's takamutur. The Chacham Mar Nechom say no. Bein Shenoflu Islach Tchila. Doesn't make enough kamina which kezias fell in first. Whether the truma fell in first. The sourdough of truma fell into this dough. Bein shenoflu issel b'soif, where the first the sourdough of the chulin fell into the dough, and second came in the sourdough of the truma. The rabbanon say lo oyla main oser. Don't make enough kamin. It's never oser. Why? Because they hold this is another case of zev is zeh gurim. Could the sourdough of truma by itself make a chametz? No, it itself wasn't enough. You had to come on to the other kezias of the sourdough of chulin. There's also a case of zev is a gurm. You need 2 things to make this chametz. So the rabbanon shita is, whenever you need 2 things to make the yisr, it's mutter. The yisr by itself couldn't have done it, therefore it's not machmitz. You need the heter, it's bottle, it becomes mutter. But the Lezer holds no, that you go bust to the achron. So what does achron mean? Even achron the chur wouldn't be a raya yet. So the raya is from Abaya. The Yomer Abaya, Abaya explains now what Reb Lezer means, you go bust achron. The Yomer Abaya, Abaya said like this, Loishonu. When did Rabbi Elazar say go boss Achron? Ach would mean, let's say first fill in the Truma and then fill in the Chulin. That will be Mutter. Why? Why is that Mutter? So Abaye says only Loishonu Ela Shekodam Vesilik Es Iser. He's only talking about that first, this Kzayis of Truma fell in there. And after it fell in, you took it out of there. And then the Kzayis of Chulin fell in. That's when it's Mutter. Avuloi Kodam Vesilik. But Abaye says, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you did not take out the Truma, if the Truma is there, Avuloi Kodam Vesilik Es Iser, Oser. Then it would always be Oser. Even though first you threw in the Kzayis of Truma, and that by itself could not make it chametz. So that really should have been bottle. But later when the Kzayis of Chulin falls in of sourdough, and now together they make it chametz, it's Taker Oser. Why is it Oser? Ah, you have Zevis there. The Truma by itself couldn't have made it chametz. It had to come on to the Kzayis of sourdough of the Chulin. So why is it also contra Rabbi Elazar? Alma, we see clearly, Rabbi Elazar Shita is, Zev is a Gerem Oser. Even though you need two things to make the Yisr, and the Yisr by itself, to make it Chometz. Now the Svar is, when something makes a sourdough that makes the dough Chometz, that's like a Maimid. A Maimid is never bottle. It's like a Dov HaChoshim. You can't say this is bottle, because it made the whole thing Chometz. Now we have to clear what made it Chometz. Here you needed two things to make it Chometz. The Truma and the Chulin. So Rabbi Elazar says, so what? Even though I needed two things, Zev is a Germ, still it's Oser. That's Rabbi Elazar's Svarim. The Chum say no, Zev is a Germ, is Mutter. Look at the Truma by itself. The Truma by itself couldn't make this thing Chometz. So the Truma is not called a Maimid. So since it's not called a Maimid, the Truma is bottled there. So I call upon him, you see, according to Rabbi Elazar, Zev is a Germ, is Oser. So mainly here also, that the Braisa says, the first Braisa, when you have this new oven that was made with the wood, with the fuel of oil and Klal Kerem, since we say Yesh Vachetzim Apas, the Tanner has Issa to it. Even though the next time you're going to use new fresh wood, still it'll be also according to Rabbi Elazar. Because the next time you're baking here that bread, what's making the heat of the bread, what's baking the bread? Two things. The Tanner is doing it, and the fuel. So that's called Zev, is the Germ, that's Usser. That's why the first Brisa says, when you have this new oven, there's no Eitzah. You're not allowed to bake a second time. You Badavka have to break it. So it's good according to Reb Lezer. For the Gemara name, who says, for the Gemara Umimai, the time of the Reb Lezer Kabaya, for the Gemara Kasha, who says Abai is right? Dilma, time of the Reb Lezer, Mishum the Acher Acher on Ibo. Maybe Reb Lezer is saying a new type of a Svara now. No, even though the Truma is there. But the new Svara, go boss of the last thing. Loishina kodem vasilik es iser. Loishina loik kodem vasilik es iser. There's no nafkamina whether you took out the Truma or not. There's a new Svara though. Reb Lezer holds you go boss of the last thing. That's the Iker. So if the Ksayas of Truma fell in first, and when that fell in, it couldn't make Chometz. So Reb Lezer's Svara is that's bottom. Later when the Chulin falls in, it's considered the Chulin is making the Chometz. So therefore, pshit with mutter. But the other way, let's say first fell in the chulin. So the chulin by itself couldn't make it chametz. Now when the truma fell in, since now the truma makes it osur, makes it chametz, it's not the pshat because zev is their gurum. Maybe of lez all the swari, go boss at the last thing. Since the last thing, that's the clinch. That's what making it chametz. If that's truma, it's tzir truma made it chametz. If the last clinch is chulin, it's tzir chulin made it chametz. So there's no raya, maybe Rabbi Elazar holds, Zev is a Germ is awesome. Nafgamina is, Abba Babas Achas. Let's say they both fell in together. These two kizaisim, sourdough of Truma and sourdough of Chulim, fell in together into this big dough, maybe then Takot's Mutter. Because there's no Svar go bossa Achrin, they're coming in together. Maybe together, Zev is a Germ, maybe it's Mutter according to Rabbi Elazar. So right, it's not Mukher, Rabbi Elazar holds, Zev is a Germ is awesome. Then we're back to the Kasha then. If there's nobody that holds Zev as a Germ as Usur, why does the first Brisa say this Tanner you have to break? Why do you have to break the Tanner? True, when you baked it first with Orla, we look like the Orla went into the Tanner, but the second time you're baking it, since you're putting new fresh wood in there, that's a Germ of Heter. And maybe Zev is a Germ, maybe it's Mutter. So Gemara says, Ella Reb Lezer, the Ati Asherah. I'll tell you there's another Reb Lezer. All right, we'll stop here.